I'm Kelly Lynch. I'm the owner with my husband, Mitch Glazer, of Richard Neutra's Euler House, which was built in 1959. And I'm also a member of the Friends of the VDL Foundation. When people visit one of our homes, we have also a John Lautner house. They always think, how is it that you live here? Where's all your stuff? And look, there's no draperies and there's all these windows. And I just keep quiet and I let them just experience the house. And after time passes, they're in love, you know, and they're comfortable, they're relaxed. They're enjoying the change of the light or the storm that's coming up. You know, the way the experience of living in a house that's situated on a site can make you feel just can be serene. For me, what makes him great is the way he uses a site. And California is extraordinary in the fact that it lends so many magnificent building sites to homes, you know, if people take the time to orient the house correctly with the light, with the view, hillsides, deserts, oceans, we have it all. And I think Richard Neutra is particularly sensitive to looking out of the house. It requires, I would expect, a tremendous amount of self-confidence to not have everybody looking at your architecture, but looking out outside of it and sort of experiencing it seamlessly with nature. You know, so you are in these homes and you feel comfortable and safe and cozy, but at the same time, you're very aware of the environment around you, the world itself. Even the most grand Neutra houses are unassuming and simple, and I personally feel really comfortable that way. In some ways, Richard Neutra was a green architect in that he used very simple materials in his homes. In our house, the rock walls and fireplaces are rock from our property. The wood was from local suppliers. And, you know, he felt it was important to keep things simple and of the place. Things like this were very important to him. Nothing was made that was imported or expensive or had to be shipped in. It's very modest, but there's a simplicity and a beauty and an elegance to it, and it's a very modest, simple home. But the site is extraordinary, and that's what makes it kind of amazing in the way that Neutra framed the site. It was built for Mr. Euler and his wife and their five children. These houses were designed specifically for families and people. In the case of Richard Neutra, he took long surveys of the families and their needs and lovingly created a house for them. Mr. Neutra spent quite a few holidays at the Euler house with them and sometimes alone with his kids and his wife, and he loved it up there. He called Inyo County one of the last great expanses of open land in the world. It was a place where only 2% of the land is privately owned, so it's this kind of incredible, perfect place for a Neutra house, where you just are 360 degrees surrounded by some kind of nature and some monument of nature. I think there's something unique about Richard Neutra's drawings in that there's an emotional quality to them. They aren't just architectural sketches. They're very emotional as far as the environment that they're set in. He doesn't just sketch a house and put it sort of on the page. It's also kind of angled in a way that is loving, and the landscaping around it. And they're beautiful and inspiring and loving and emotional drawings.